We are on Daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis. The bottom Tosfos. Gemara Abchinene Heresta Kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had said Echot Ze VeEchot Ze. These different dargis of Tzreil VeZelkoi and Chayfet Zomarzir Elach Esho. So Rav Yehuda Omar Abasi had said that there's a difference Tzreil VeZelkoi. Is Zeichel Atzmai Beinu Zeichel Acherim. Chayfet Zomarziroi. Here, the cotton has grown to a level that he understands not everything is his. He understands there's others also. And when he gets the concept of the chshivas of others, the needs of others, then it's zeichel acher. That was Shitas Rav Yehuda. And Rav Chisda said that Echad Zeh Vechad Zeh Zeichel Atzmei Vein Zeichel Acherim. And Rav Chinene had asked Akasha and Rav Chisda that we learned that one could be Mezake Shitufei Mevois through a Omei Vriye, which has to mean that she's a Ktano. So we see that she is zoiche the chavish or yain, which is the shita for all the bnei amavi. So we see a ktana could be zoiche, not like a chizde that said ain zoiche lacherem. So the gemara answered shani shitufim mevois derabono. Shani shitufim mevois derabono. Zuktoisvis, Mashme, Rav Yehuda, Rav Chisda Pligi, Yizoicha Lacherem Midiraisa. If you could be Yizoicha Lacherem Midiraisa Eloi. That means, according to Rav Yehuda, Yizoicha Lacherem Minatayre. And according to Rav Chisda, Yom Yizoicha Midarabonon. So that is Pshat. In the Gemara's Teres, no, Shtuvim Mevois is a Darabonon, some Emele, so a Shia Darabonon will help for Shtuvim Mevois. Zuktaisvis, Va'afal Gav de Metzias, Cheresh, Shaita Vekotten, Vehavi Gezel, Afilu Larab Yaisi, Elamid Evrayim. So, Taisvis says, so according to Rav Yehuda, it's Zeiche Lacherem in a Teire, and Zeiche Latzmei also in a Teire would seem. So Taisvi says we find Metzias Chere Shaita Vekotten is only Mibnei Darkei Sholem. You're not allowed to take it away from him. Nafilu, according to Rav Yosi, so it's Gezel Gomu Midivreyem, which means that Bezen will be moitzi from the person who takes away from the cotton, but it's only at the rabban de kedin. Gezel gomer midivreyem. And here our gemara says that it seems like that the zeichel la'atzma according to everyone is minatayre. The shaila zeichel la'cherem is minatayre, or according to Rav Chisda, midarabban on al kapon. So that's Tosfos Kasha. Hoche de das acheres makma oisam shami. So Tosfos answers that here this das acheres makma. So a cotton, metzis chereshet of a cotton, but there's no hakno from a godel. The only das kinyin is his own das kinyin. So a cotton is a lava das, so he can't be kaine. Minatayra for sure, on the Alzdar Kesholem, or the Gezel Gomavid Evreim, according to Rabbi Yosi. But das acheres makne, so we have the das of the makne, they bring down, that the disciples said, the get of das acheres makne is that the haboras bailes goes through the makne. All you need from the kleine is rotzen. Hakotten is about rotzen also. That means, but the mechanics of the hakno is mitzad hamakne. Others stell zu that there's the same concept. Oider benichse hager, there was no kavonas kinyan. He thought that in this adas acheres makne, so also it would seem that it helps min ha-teire. Such a gemara. So das acheres makne is, that means a cotton can possess. He doesn't have das to be kaine. So if you have das makne, it's good. Vim taima boschiye hi mitam shliches. So now let us understand. Rabbi Yehuda Marabasi. He says, "Zeicha lacher v'schi mitam shliches v'in shliches lekoten me'atem gam atem." We learn out from atem gam atem, Rabbi shluchachem. So it's dum yida atem, atem gedolim, av shluchachem gedolim. And here it says that zeicha lacherim, where the cotton can be zeicha lacherim min ha-teira, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It means the gam is dum yida atem. So that means just like atem, zabar hafroshes trume, or atem is zabar chiyev trume, So the gam atem has to be similar to the atem. So by truma, cotton doesn't fit in. The mitzuvah truma is not a bar hafroshes truma. So therefore, the ain't shlichus le cotton. By truma, but if we'll have a case that he's a bar in what we want to do, so he can be a shlich also. Milsad isa ben afshe. Avol beschiyah. Since he can be zoiche with das acheres maknas, he's a bar schie. Doesn't have das to be kind of, but with das acheres maknas, he does ganz good. So on that, but he himself is a bar schie, he can be a bar schie lacherem. So, let's dum yedatem. He says, whatever we want him to be a shliach on, he's isabed the nafshe. Now, we have to know that is the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what is the svara of Chizde? So from Rav Chaim it would seem, I mean, these Yesaidis are, I mean, Tosis is saying, Aposha Tazat, there's no chason of Atam Gamatem, and he's Isa B'din Avshay. The Machloikis, and we'll see later in Tosis, Daf Samachay, we'll see on the Machloikis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Chizda is, does he have enough das liska islacherim? That means there's another shiloh over here. We are speaking about, I mean, the Tosfos is speaking about legal problems. Schiyah mitam shlichus and shlichus lekotten. So Tosfos in the halachic problems, Tosfos says, no, there's no problem. He's a bar shlichus v'milsadisa d'namshe. But Nemesin, the Yisod HaMachlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chizda is how much das does one need to be Zoichel Acherem? We see klar that Rabbi Yehuda that holds Zoichel Acherem, and Taisa says, Min HaTeire Yezoichel Acherem. So Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be Chayfetz umachzir lacher shor. I mean, if we just learn the Gemara, we see there's a certain amount of intelligence a cotton has to have. Liskeis to be zeiche. Tzchel v'zoke egeis v'noitloi. So that means he understands values. He knows what's worthless and he knows what's choshev. If he's in this darge, so he's a barkinyan. So then he can possess things. He can acquire things. Because he understands values. That means I gave him something, and after now I want it back. So, his mind understands that there's other people in the world besides himself. And he'll give it readily back. I don't have to twist his arm to take it back. That means he'll give it readily back. So he understands the chshivis of acherim, the tzeirach of acherim, the rotzen of acherim. That's a level in intelligence. So then, Rabbi Yehuda says, then he could be zeiche la acherim, when he understands the chshivis of acherim. And that, Rav Chisda was chaylik. A cotton does not have das to be zeiche la acherim. There's a besondere das to be machshev acherem, there's the amount of das that's need to be zeichel acherem, a cotton doesn't have, you have to be a gover for that. So the yisod machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda is the intelligence, the das that is needed, liskeis lachem, how old does one have to be? Rav Yehuda says that if he has enough intelligence, that chayvetz machzir elachasho, that's enough. And Rav Chisda says, no, you need a gadol, a cotton never has so much intelligence to be liskeis lacher. Now, Tais only had a problem, according to Rav Yehuda, there's a few halachic problems over here, Now, before we go further, let us just mention, Rashi zichar chaylik am Taisvis. Because Rashi said, Klor in Rabbi Yehuda, Zoicha af la'acherem u'midarabona. Rashi said right away that it's Zoicha midarabona, not minatayra. Chani Zoicha midarabona. So Rashi is chelek antaisvis. And as we mentioned yesterday, so what did the Gemara answer? Shan yishtufim bevois darabona. So what's the teretz? If Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're only zeiche mit der Rabbana. So if Chisda holds a film mit der Rabbana, you're also not zeiche. So what's the teretz? Shani yishtuvim bevois darabona. So what? So we mentioned yesterday the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that Rav Chisda holds the only schiyas moment they were mesaken for ketanim is mibnei darkei shalom. Betzius cotton is al darkei shalom. That darkei shalom. This means there's no need. So the mele Rav Chisda held that there is no need to make a takone. There's no need to make a takone for yishbizoich el acherim. There's no need for it. She took it because it's not back in Shom the Kenyan. That's how the Pnei Yeshua says Pshat. But Shtufei Mevois, there was a Bazundra Takone. Only this Tzchir that is needed by Shtufei Mevois, there they were Mesakin, that the Das of, that is Eichel Achel. That's how the Pnei Yeshua says, and perhaps the way we're saying now, from Rav Chaim, could be it's Gogo tastes. Bemison, he doesn't have enough das, Lisko is lacherim. But for Shtufi Mevois, they said it's sufficient that even though he's a lavar das for a normal Schia, Schia needs X amount of das to be zeicha lacherim, but for Shtuvim Mevois, he said a fellow, an inferior das could also be zeicha for Shtuvim Mevois. No, the Shaila is, according to Rashi, why, according to Rabbi Yehud, it's only Adarabonon? Why isn't it Adaraisa? And if he has Das, so why isn't it Adaraisa? So Rabbi Chaim wants to say that Rabbi Chaim Hilchos Chiyum HaTanna wants to say that Rashi is Chaylik in one of three ways on Tosfos. Either we could say Rashi holds Tosfos had a problem. It says Atem Gam Atem. Now Atem, you just Atem Agdoilim. So the Shluchim also have to be Gdoilim. So Tosfos says the Kavanah of Gdoilim. It means you have to be Yisa Benafshe. By Trum it's lesser, but the Nafshe. By Kenyan it's Yisa but the Nafshe. Because Das Acheres Machne could be Zeiche. Rashi held it's not totally Yisa but the Nafshe. We learn that from Trume, just like by Trume, the parasha of Shlichus learned that from Trume, and by Trume can be a Shlich. Kotten was mismayed from Shlichus. Not, it's I have to be done each case basunder, as an Isa b'dinavshe, less b'dinavshe. Rashi holds, since by Trume it's less b'dinavshe, and he's mismayed, so the limit is that Kotten is allowed by Shlichus. That's number one. Number two, Abchaim wants to say a miradik is for it. He wants to say, a fellow will say that a cotton is Isa b'denafshe by Schia dasacheres makne. Rashi holds that's not called Isa b'denafshe. Napshad is, if you give me if Yenna makes the maisak, no, I could be koine. That's not called Isa b'denafshe. Isa b'denafshe is I'm capable of doing it myself. That what is being done to acherim, that's not called Isa b'denafshe. And the third Teretz Reb Chaim says, from Rashi and Sukkah would seem this whole concept of Das Acheres Makta Rashi doesn't hold up. And Rashi holds Das Acheres Makta only belongs to the Kotten Midarabono. So it's not Isa B'dinavshe either. So that's it only Schia, if it can only be Zoicha Midarabono. So the Schia Lachem also can only be Midarabono. These are three Mahalchem that Reb Chaim wants to say, that's why Rashi is Chaylik on Tosfos. Im time mit tikshle rav yehude od amrin im reish ish mekadish ish zeiche ve ein kotten zeiche so lechere des amiyut that says the kotten so this is understood in the kashe that ein kotten zeiche means the kotten cannot be zeiche a mini from someone else. So and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's zeiche min ha-teire. I mean, so what's pshat? Yishloima dohosom loymairi b'das acheres makno isoy, das acheres makno isoy, zeicha for himself, zeicha for lacherem. Elashminin de pesach shaloi eini yochel leimonis acherem olov. He cannot be memana acherem on his kolben pesach, the salke daitach shiuchel leimonis, mishum de sel beis ovis de reise, babylonian pesach kamay godel. The Pasuk is telling us that in Rabbi Minu Yacherem ala Pesach, so if a cotton is a bailam, he's not bekoyach lemanes acherem, even though if you all celebrate, obviously the raisis, that means a cotton is there's a din that a cotton should eat from a cotton Pesach. And he has a mitzvah of Kolben Pesach, a Kolben. AVP came, he's not the Koyach, so if he has a Seh, so he's called a Bala Kolben, and he has the Ritzi of the Kolben Pesach. He's not the Koyach, Lamanis Acherem Olo. Inami, he gufe kamashmo, the celibates always love the Ereise. That this L'chayra Tais means to say there's no concept that a cotton should eat from a Kolben Pesach. He should be a Bala Kolben. Bein loy koyach liskois boy loy la'acherim v'loy la'atzmai. So L'chayra Tais means to say ein boy koyach liskois boy filo butas acheres makta. Because the schia of a kolben is to be a bala kolben. and to be considered a bala kovn, maybe a bailam, a deritzi of the kovn, is only if I'm in the parsha of this kovn. I'm not in the parsha of the seller by Sovi Slav de Reis. There is no inyan bechlau that a kovn should be memuna on the kovn Pesach. There's no such inyan. So he never becomes a bala kovn. So it's less of a dinafshi and less a idea chayr. The Gemara had Rav Chisde had answered Rav Chinin's kasha by saying that shtufim voices are the rabbonim, so that's why a schiya of a cotton helps. So, but Rav Chisde said that the emerson this teretz Rav Chinin should have been matche. He should have said, "Kol the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun." That means whenever Chazal were misakin, you need tzchiya, so you need a tzchiya which would help me not teire. When Chazal made a halacha, the fact is shiduvim voices are the rabbonon, but all the protim what are needed for this the rabbonon, you need deraisa tikkun tzchiya. They didn't say, since this is a darabonon, so we don't need all the protim, and all the halachas which are needed in every schiya. Kol the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun. So even though the tzeirech of the schiya is a darabonon, but you need a schiya that helps min ha-teira kein deraisa tikkun. That's what he should have answered himself. If a cotton can't be zeiche, so why over here is could a cotton be zeich? Kein deraisa tikkun. Vektoises v'hodus sagi bagbos tefach gabi chovish or shitufim avoyis afilu leperish hakuntres loikani agbo ba'om ele begimol tvoche. So Toises es akashi as follows. The machlokes chashi and Toises and bobekamin ksubis the sheer hagbo. How high does it have to be lifted up in order to be kainu with agbo? Taisus holds a tefach, and Rashi holds three tvoch. Now, by shetufei mevois, that's enough in the Gemara that you could, hagbos tefach is enough. So Taisus is asking, so how could this stim with Rav Chinin? Rav Chinin said, kol de tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun. That means this is Rav Chisde's word, called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kein Deraisa Tikkun, that when the Chazal made takonis, but all the protim have to be oiskalten min ha-teire. You see, you need a baschia min ha-teire. A cotton shouldn't help, according to Rav Chisde. So, lechei, you need a maisekinye min ha-teire. So, you need a maisekinye min ha-teire. So, according to Rashi, Agbo's tefach should not help. If there's such a yisod of kol the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun, so why does Agbo's tefach help? It's not Agbo. So Taisus choshev leikain deraisa kiven de magbiya bar schiye v'yesh bo Agbo k'tas. So Taisus says there's a difference. Let's try a little to explain the difference. That means if a cotton is a lav bar schiye, so what did you accomplish over here? That means you told a cotton to lift it up. He's a lav baschiya. Doesn't it das to be zoiche? So what did you do? Well, what's the well? He's a lav baschiya. He doesn't have das to be zoiche lacherem. He said, pick it up for you, and he's a lav baschiya. He didn't accomplish anything. Well, for shetuvei bevois, it's enough. There's no such thing. Kol the tikkun rabbonon kein deraisa tikkun. That means, if we need tzchiya by shetuvei bevois, so you need a geherige tzchiya. This isn't a tzchiya, you have a cotton picking up lachera. He's a lav baschiya. Mashen kein, according to Rashi, sometimes we have to understand Tosfos. So Taisa says, well, it's picked up with a barzchi, but you didn't make a maisa hagbah. Because it didn't have three tvachim, you only made one tefach. The shir hagbah is gimel tvachim, that's a roas bailas. One tefach is nothing. He picked up a made a tefach, felt like a maisa kinyan. Perhaps we could say that the maximum of the svar of Rashi is, why do you have to pick it up three tvachim? Because till three tvachim, it's lobut. So it's called, it's still on, halachically, it's still called on the kark. I didn't take it out of the gather of Kinyan Agbos, I took it out of the Rishus. I lifted it out of the Rishus. If it's Teich Gimel La'oret, so it's lovut, so I say it's still on the carcass. I didn't do anything, it's still on the Rishus. I wasn't mafkiyet from the Rishus. So perhaps we could say that the halacha of lovut is not said all over. Again, there's halacha in lovut lahachmer. I mean, the halacha lovut is not a svar. It's halacha l'moishin Sinai, and it was not said in all cases in lovut lahachmer. Again, there's very much negeya kahanim. If you have it's poor time, you don't say lovud lahachmer. If you have, let's say, a funeral chapel and there's a canopy, there's a space between the canopy and the door, and safe to malotzeis, we can take out the base from this door. But if it's not mechuba, so there's no. So this is like I'm taking from one oil to another oil. There's no din of safe to malotzeis. There's no chibah of the canopy to the door. Ayat Teich Gimel, ein lovut lahachma. So the din lovut is a halacha, which is not said in all cases. So perhaps it could be in the din of shtufei mevois, they said, there's no din lovut. They took away the din lovut. So mainly, so then a partial hagbah will also be good. They took away the equal. That's Meineya Agbos Tefach. So it could be that's called Ki Ein Der Aisa Tikkun. That means L'maisa, there was a Maisa Agbos. But we always have a deterrent of Lovut, so it could be that they took away. So that's called Ki Ein Der Aisa. Now let's go further. Mosiv Rav Ivya. Now this is a very difficult Gemara, as we will see. Mosiv Rav Ivya. Rav Ivya asked Akasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda holds that a cotton cannot be zoicha lachel. Ma'arimim al maisa sheini. One can make a harame on maisa sheini. What's an harame? That the intent is not going to the according to the spirit of the law, but al kaponim we're mekayim the letter of the law. Al kaponim we're making a harame. What's a harame? Ketzah. So we're doing as follows. The halacha is that it is a din of pidyon maisa sheini. That you could be mechallel the kedusha of the ma'aser sheni on money, but there's a halacha that if the bailam is paid, he has to be ma'aser achaymish. If someone else is paid, he doesn't have to be ma'aser achaymish. Now here we have a bailam that really wants to be paid, but he doesn't want to be ma'aser achaymish. So we make a shtikel harome. That with Aram, he's making the pidyon, and if he's making the pidyon, so we don't have the chiyuv of a sofer's chaimish, so we're saving money. Marimim al ma'aser sheini. Ketzad oima odom lebnoi ubitei hagdoilim. He tells bnoi ubitei hagdoilim la'avdei b'shivchosei ha'ivrim anam ha'ivriye. Heilechem mois halohu. He's being matna to them money. It's your money. Uptu bahem maisa shainise. And be paid the maisa shaini. So they do this. So what did he do? I mean, we'll see. They're going to give back the maisa shaini to him also. Then we'll see it in Rashi. But al kaponim, so really, he's gaining through this harome, through this hakno, he's makna to them the money. It's their money. They're being paid there. Eventually, he's going to get it back, and he avoided paying a chaimish. That's the marimin al maisa shein. So the Gemara says, I shifcha hechidomi. Idosi beisares. My boy gabe. So she's not an omevri anymore. El alav loyosi beisares. So we see there's a din of zeichel acher. Now, this is a very, very difficult Gemara. Let's just learn the top Rashi, and then we'll be able to understand the difficulties. Marimim lifdoisai beloi chaimish. We make a haromeda, we'll make a pidyon without having to be meisav a chaimish. Shado Maisav Chaimish, Kshapoida is Maisav Shaini Shaloi. When he's Poida, is Maisav Shaini. Ve'ene Maisav Chaimish al Shel Acherim im Koineyu Mechabech. Now, let us just, as I mentioned, there's two Eifanim how to be Mechavu Maisav Shaini. There's one Eifan of Chilu Maisav Shaini, Adei Acherim. Let's talk about the Acherim, that the Maisa Sheni belongs to the Bailim, the money belongs to the Poide, and the Poide says, I want that the Kedusha, which is on this Maisa Sheni, should be Nitvas on my money. And that's called Chilul Maisa Sheni. There was no Chayshe Mishpadike transaction. That means the Maisa Sheni is still yours. The money is mine. The accomplishment of this chilul is that the kedusha that was nitfas on the tvua is now nitfas on my money. That is one way of chilul maisa sheni. There's another way of chilul maisa sheni, derech mekach. We have a transaction. I'm giving you, the lekeach is giving his money to the Meicher. The Meicher is selling the Maisa Sheni. So it comes out in that case that the Lekeach, and with this transaction, the Kedushas Maisa Sheni becomes Nitvas on the money and goes off the Tvua. So in this case, the Lekeach ends up with Tvua Shel Chulin, and the Meicher ends up with Mois Behevtushes Maisa Sheni. That's if it's Derech Mekech HaMemke. If it's Derech Chilul, so everyone remains with the commodity they had till now. The Meicher remains with his Tvuah. The Lekeach remains with his money, but now the Lekeach's money has Kedushas Maisa Sheni, and the Meicher's Tvuah doesn't have Kedushas Maisa Sheni. These are the two Eifanim how to make Chilul Maisa Sheni. And Rashi seems to be saying, we're speaking about Im Koineyu Mechaveiroi. Rashi says, Im Koineyu Mechaveiroi. He's koined from his chava. So talking about Derech Mekech HaMemke. So what happened over here, before we go further? This person, this Bnoi Agodol, or Avdoi v'shivchosei Ivrim don't have any money, so we can't make any chilul over here. So the owner of the Maisa Sheni gives the money. Here, this is your money. Fine. So now we have money. Now, so the money belongs to the Let's talk about Omo Ivri. We're talking about an Omo Ivri over here who's a Ktano. That's no problem. So now she has money, and now she's kind of the Maisa Shaini. She gives him the money, and he's makta to her the Maisa Shaini. So it's good. Fine. Wonderful. So Kan Shayla Ben, so what does this have to do with Zeichel Achim? Where's the Zeichel Achim over here? The Gemara is going to ask Akasha now. The Gemara is asking Akasha, how could Rav Chisda say that a cotton is not Zeichel Achim? He was speaking about the Nama Ivriya. A Nama Ivriya is a Ktano. She has to be a Ktano. She'd be Hevi Shtei Saris. She wouldn't be by him. So how could a Ktano, you said a Ktano is not Zeichel Achim? How can we do such a thing? Where's the Zeichel Achim over here? Who's Zeichel Achim? She's kind of the tour, he's kind of the money, a good talk. Where's the Zeichel Achim? Which this is a terrible, terrible problem. So, let us just say two Mahalchim. One Mahalach, the Rashba and the Ramban seem to say that there's a real harama over here. That means, napshat is that, that when the Omavri gives the money, so the Maisa Shaini will become hers, chulin, and then she'll give it over back to him. It's done quicker than that. That's a delayed action. It's done quicker than that. She's giving money in order to be koine, not for herself, for him. So that means there's a transaction of giving money, and the money should make it mine, but just like by every sechiyah. Well, if I'm zeicha, I'm a metziah for someone. So I pick up the metziah, so the maisa kinyan of mine should make it, that it belong to me, but I want that my maisa kinyan, the chalois should be for Yena. I'm picking it up for Yena. So pshat is, I'm making the maisa kinyan, but the result of the maisa kinyan should be for someone else. So here's also the same thing. She's making the maisa kinyan of giving the money, but she wants, and this money is making a hakno to me, or I should thought, or make it, it's, I'm koine it, and koineu mechavei, right? I'm koine it, but I want that the chalois kinyan should not end up by me, it should go to the previous owner. So this is amurah de kaharome. That means by giving the ketana the money, we'll make a pidyon for him without having to give a chayvish. But this is already zeichel lacherem. This is not a real zeichel lacherem. So that's pshat in the Gemara's kasha. How could a cotton be zeichel lacherem? And this is a kasha in Rav Chisda. This is what the Rashba and Ramban says. Now let's go to the next Rashi. It does not seem that Rashi learns like that. Updu be maise sheni mimenu, and be poide. He's giving you money, and with this money, pdu behen, with this money, you should be poide maise sheni mimenu from him, from the owner of the maise sheni. The havelu acherim legabe, that means he's the owner, they're acherim, they're the strange people, b'nai hagodol, or the domevri, they're strange people, so they're not the owners of the truth. V'heim smuchim al shulchonai, and these people are smuchim al shulchonai. V'shalahem shalai, so since he's supporting them, so there's a, Shalahem shaloi shehem choizrim v'noisnim loy. Now, from the Lashon of Rashi, it does not seem that there's zeicher right away from him. It seems from the Loshon of Rashi, Shem Choyzrim V'Noisnim Loi, that they give it back to him. The same Chamal Shechoni gives them to eat. Shem Choyzrim V'Noisnim Loi. They give it back to him. So then if they give it back to him, so that's very nice. It's a very nice aroma. You save a chaymish. But where's the Zeichel Acherim over here? There's no Zeichel Acherim. That's problem number one. It's a big problem. According to Rashi, it would not seem that the Zeiche form Choyzrim V'Noisnim Loi. Problem number two, Rab Chaim asks, we had mentioned before that a fellow, according to Rab Yehuda, that Zeiche Lachem, Rashi says, it only helps me the Rabbonim. Now here we're speaking about Marimin HaMaisa Sheini, you need a Shchiyah Min HaTorah now. How does a Shchiyah Min HaTorah help over here? For example, according to Rav Yehuda, it's at the Rabbonah. It's a Shchiyah Min HaTorah. So this is a problem. So I'd like to say over what Rav Chaim says. Perhaps the concept is a little difficult to understand, but we'll say the words, and we'll perhaps chap the cheshbin, and that's what we'll gain from the... Rab Chaim says as follows, that chilul maisa shayni has to be done midas habaylam. Number one. It's not pshat, is that anyone can go and be mechal. I can be mechalo your maisa sheini. It has to be done midas habayla. Now, we'll say a few more words. V'tzorich ledin zchiye kedei sheteichoshev hapa'ule kinasis midas habayla. That means as follows. For practical purposes, this chilul is not being done through the bailim, because if it's done through the bailim, so we have to pay more money. So the bailim is not being oisik in the chilul of his maisa sheini, because he doesn't want to give a chaymish. But le'idach gise, we need das bailam over here. And mitzad the din schiye kedei sheteichoshev hapule kinasis midas habailam, you need a parsha of schiye. Exactly what this means, I don't know. But al koponim, we have guidelines that in I'm not being zeich, this is different. We'll see, this is not the schiyah of the schiyah's moment, which we were learning on daf samach daled amud beis, that a cotton is zeich moment for someone else. There is a din of schiyah mitam shlichis. Really, in order for you to be kainah, you should make the maisa kinyan. I'm zeich for you, schiyah mitam shlichis, and then Rashi also in shlichis lakot. So there it doesn't help. Here we are not, we don't want to make shlichas. That's the last thing we want to do, because the Bailam doesn't want to be poided. The kelt, the Bailam is out of the picture. That's he gave the money to someone else. But even though he's out of the picture, and I am doing it not b'toyra shlichas, but in order that it should work, since we need das bailim in order that the chilul should work, it has to be done with das bailim. So this is considered das bailim only through the halacha of schiyah. Only through the halacha of schiyah. Now, hanegei alonu, the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chisda is, a cotton
This is schie b'shel acherim. Can a cotton have the intellect, have the knowledge, have the concept of acherim? That means a cotton is very much involved in himself. Rav Yehuda said, but if it's chayfetz a machzir elach ashor, you gave him a chayfetz and you ask it back after now and he gives it back readily, that's an intelligent, so he realizes the chshivis of others, he's not only involved in himself, such a cotton, there's a concept of being zoiche ba'ad acher. So the zechiyah ba'ad acherim applies by him. Now we'll have other problems. That's a problem. I'm not going into that. But the main machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chisda is, can a cotton have such a das, such an intelligence, to do something ba'ad acherim? This machlokes is a deraisa dike machlokes. Does a cotton have so much das? Rav Yehuda says yes. Rav Chisda says no. That's the machlokes. That's a deraisa dike machlokes. And how much das is needed in order lasos ba'ad acherim? How much das does one have? Is a das cotton sufficient, or you need more than that? In a place where there's unique shliches, in order to accomplish what I want to accomplish. So then Rashi holds, well, ein shlichus lekotten, eschiyah mitam shlichus, so then, it zichri can't help me not to hear. Over here, by chilul maisa sheni, we don't need shlichus. Shlichus is the thing which we want to avoid. We don't want to say that skeilu, the bailam, is making the pidyon. Then you'd have to be Maisa Vachemish. I'm doing it, but I'm doing it for you, and we need a parsha of Schiyah that should be done for you. So here we have a Schiyah Ba'ad Acherim without the obstacle of Shlichus. And here we'll have a Machloikis in the Raisa. But does a Kotten have so much Das? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kotten has so much Das. According to Rabbi Chisda, Kotten doesn't have so much Das. That's how Rab Chaim says Pshat in this Gemara according to Rashi. And Bemison, if we look into, we'll see Taisus also seems more or less to say this. Now let us see Taisus. Ufdu bohen maiso sheini ve'im toima umay mahani p'diyas kotn. Now Taisus asks a new problem. That means in order to make a chalois pidyon is a chalois of pidyon, a transferal of the kedusha from the tvua on the money. A cotton can't do anything. It just means we're taking off the kedusha min a teira from the tvua, putting it on the money. A cotton a maisa cotton klum. And to prove it, to b'teres koine might cotton sheni poi the maisa sheni. Then of the miyut, a cotton can't be poi the maisa sheni. He's not capable of making a chalois pidyon. With nanami, we learned a mishnah chamisha. Cotton cannot make trume. Ler benezokim tanya petropen toimen a maisa mashmabel cotton loy. O maishna pdiyas maisa mitrume. Now it's a very interesting comparison. That Taisvis is, first Taisvis about a Taisvis kind of my cotton can make pinyin my shesheni period, so nothing more to talk about. But then Taisvis says, let's forget about the Taisvis kind of. In Bavli Gufu we see a cotton can't make trume. So Taisvis somehow compared to be mat afroshes trume to chilul maisa sheni. It is somehow By afroshes trume, we're matfis akdusha on the trume. We make the tevel chulen. That's what's done through afroshes trume. And similarly, by pidyon maisa also, we're matfis kdusha on the money, and we make the tvua chulen. So it's the same type of procedure of Hatfosis Kedusha Nasiyas Chulin. This is Tevo and Tume, and this is Pidya Maisa, but it's, if a cotton can't make Tume, even though the Tume Bekoyach already is in the Tevo, it's not, Afal Pika and a cotton can't do this, he can't be Matvis the Kedusha on the Tume and make the rest of the Tua Chulin. So Taisus also, he can't be matfis the kedushas meiser sheni on the money, and makes the tvua chulam. So Taisus has here a new problem that a cotton can't do such a thing. Hey meiser cotton klum v'yeshloima. The osi keman the yomer b'meseches trumis the gear loines nedorim k'shem she nedor nidra neder kach trumos an truma. Shem shachal shem truma al piv mishtri tevel bachila ochinami mischalo maiser sheni al yodah. So Taisa says we're speaking about is a mandayoma mesechus trumis, and this is going according to that mandayoma that a mufla somach leish a year before godless a cotton can make his fill of cotton. Still a cotton, a cotton is 12 years old, or by a ketan, 11 years old, they're still ketanim, gabi kol ha-teire kule, but gabi one halacha, they have a din of gedolim, they can make nedarim, the neder is chal min ha-teire. That means, not that they're mitzvah min ha-teire, but let's speak about a case, that means, let's say, if a cotton will say, koinem peiroisai olecho, a cotton will answer his payers on someone else. So if Nedorov Nedorim, so the nether is chal. Yen is not allowed to eat it. This, the nether was chal. So a cotton is capable, a year before God was, a cotton is capable to make a chalais nether. So there's a tane mesechtes trume says, if he can make a nether, he can be mafresh trume also. So Taisra says, if he can be mafresh trume, so he can be Matvis Kedushas Maiser Sheni on the money, and be Mechalo, the Kedushas Maiser Sheni from the Torah. So the first problem that Taisus had a problem, a Maiser Kotn Klum, our sugi is going according to the Tane, that Lagabi Nidorim, everyone holds, Mufla Samach Lish, and Tume, and Chilu Maiser, which is all equivalent to the dog, can be done through a cup. So that problem is taken care of. The Imtaima, Hayach Poydalache, how is this cotton Poydalache? Vafilum and the Oma Zeichelache, Heinrich Shebas Acheres Maknoiselache, Obdiis meise meheidach eschwinele ke zeuche lachechen, vikomo ke mein das acheres makna oisoi lachechen aideis chies kotten, adek mei metzie de loizochi midiereis. That means, so Taisus seems to be asking as follows. Taisus had said before, the bottom Taisus had said, that the whole zechie lachechen, which helps me not there according to Rabbi Yehuda, is, with das acheres makne, that a gogel is makne to the cotton, he should be zeicher for someone else. So the das of the kinyan, we have the das of the makne, and the transition that it goes from the zeicher to the koine, that we hold that yesh schiel a cotton. A cotton could be zeich. But over here, Taisus held, there's no das acheres mak over here. Even though Taisus doesn't go in what the zeich al acherem is. But whatever the zeich al acherem is, Taisus didn't want to tell us what the zeich al acherem is. But whatever the zeich al acherem is, there's no das acheres mak. So there's no das acheres mak. So it doesn't work. So אם לגבי מומיים, זכה לאחר מן התאיק, שדס אחר אסמק נויסוי, אם כן לעניין חילו מייסו, יש לו להוי לחיל, בלוי דס אחר. אבל לרב חיסדה דיין זכה לאחר, אבל בשל עצמי זכה, גם בחילו מייסו להיסקה לאחר, בחילו אבל בשל עצמי מחלו. So the Teres Abirim says, shall we have to see what Teisvus is saying? But the Teres Abirim says, L'chere Teisvus is also like Rab Chaim. That means here we're not speaking about a Schias Momin. The cotton is not Zoiche any Mominus for the Bailam. That's not the story over here. It's the God the other way. But in order to make a Chalois Chilul, we need Dinei Schiye. But this Schiye, Dinei Schiye Bishel Acher. And the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Chisda is, can a cotton do something for Acher? Is there such a concept? But you have to be a Godel for that, to do something for Acher. He don't need Das Acheres Makna. Das Acheres Makna is only needed when there's a Knos Momin. So then, but here there's no Knos Momin over here. Here there's no Knos Momin. For all practical purposes, Taisus could be learning, it's speaking about that there never was a transferal of the Tvue, the way Rashi says, the Tvue goes to the cotton, forget the Tvue is vital yours. The money is mine, and I'll be Mechalalit. But in order to be able to create a chil on your Tvue, we need the parsha of Schiya. That's what Rab Chaim had said. Now, can a God, but this is not the Schiya mitam shlichis. It is a Schiya bishel acherim. Can a God, does a God have enough das to do bishel acherim? That is the machloikis of Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda. So even though here there's no das acheres machta, there's no haknos moment over here, but there's bishel acherim. That's the last thing again, the Lashon Teis Yishleima. Kim the Muxa Maglish, the Reis, that means the Etzim, Pula of Chilul, is capable of doing. The Tumah is a Tumah of Chilul and Chilul. Im Legabi Momin, Zoiche La Acherem. The Iker is, he can do La Acherem. Mina Teure, She Das Acheres Mak Noi Zoi. Do you need Das Acheres? Because there is a Knoz Momin. And by a Knoi need Das Kinyin. לגבי מומן זויך לאחרם מן התאירה שדעס אחרס מקנו איסה אם כאילו נחילו מייסה יש לו אלא פלו בלוי דעס אחרס because he can do בישל אחרם אבל הרב חיס דה דיינה זויך לאחרם אך בישל עצמי זויך according to רב חיס דה דה זה חסור נקודם כנעד דו בישל אחרם גם בחילו מייסה לא יסקה לאחרם בחילו That means that this gather to be mechalo yenem stvue, we need a locha of schiya la'acherim. So this locha cannot be miskayim according to Rav Chisda because a cotton doesn't have a das b'shal la'acherim. So let us just see the Gemara further. So the Gemara answers, this is Akasha on Rav Chisda. So the Gemara answers, and by the Rabbonon, just like we said before, Shtuvim Voices are the Rabbonon. So they hear also Maisa Shani Bisman Azed the Rabbon. Like the Gemara and Chuldik, but Omar Vri Bisman Azed Meike, there's no Omar Vri Bisman Azed. Vasanya in Eved Ivri, Noig Ella Bizman Shayevul Noig. So Bizman Shayevul Noig, then Maisi Shen is the Reise. Ella, the Gemara says, Ba'otzit She'enei Nokov, the Rabban. Tak is speaking Bizman Shayevul Noig. But this Maisi Sheni was Nifrash from Tvue that grew from a pot that did not have any unique from the Oretz. It grew in a pot without a hole. So Mamela saw this Minatera, it's not devil, there's no Maisa Shani, it's only the Rabundika Maisa Shani. The Rabundika Maisa Shani, they said a cotton can do Bishel Acher. Let us see Taisvis, from Avri Bismana Zemiik, Ochi Nami, Avamotzala Mifrach, Ibismana Zer, Lama Loy Laharem, if it's speaking about Bismana Zer, Nayachal Achalu Shava Mona, Shava Pruta Bukumsha. So why do you need this whole dreidel? If it's Bismana Zer, you don't need the whole Shabbos of the Mice for Shani. Like this, we're speaking about he had the $10,000 worth of Mice for Shani. And then you have to be Moise of so it was a big deal. So therefore we made this haram. If you're speaking about Bizman Azer, so you can be Mechal of the whole Maisha Sheni on the Shalaput, and then you give a Chaimish of that, so please. So we're speaking about a Put and a Chaimish, you don't have to have this whole haram. So the Gemara could have asked this kash. There's one man Yoma says the chaimish has to be worth a shavaputa. Is yechal a shavamona al chaimish putas. So it's a chaimish, that means so Taisus learned that the chaimish is a fifth after it's added together. That means so it's the chaimish is really a fourth. You add another fourth, and it becomes now a fifth. So it'll be five prutas. So five prutas is not a big deal. So the Gemara could have asked, speaking about this man, I said, you don't say Ketzad Marimim with such a nasik, with a haknon, and those. With five prutas, you can solve the problem.